Let's listen in to the first mitzvah being given to the Jewish people. Okay, I'm just reading from the Chumash. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron b'Eretz Mitzrayim lemor. There's a lot to think about. I spoke about this at Stern yesterday. Why Dafka? They're still in Mitzrayim, and Hashem is telling them, Hachodesh zeh lachem. You're in charge of time? Really? But Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, yes, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron b'Eretz Mitzrayim, while they're still in Mitzrayim, you should know, Hachodesh hazeh lachem, Rosh Chodashim. You should know that Nisan is going to be the first of month. Rishon hu lachem lechadshei hashana. That's the first of month when we count our years. Nisan is really the beginning of the Jewish calendar year. So that means the month that we're in now, Shavat, from Nisan is the 11th month. What's the last month of the calendar year? According to this, Adar. Right? It's interesting because our brains are somewhat oriented to Tishrei. And rightfully so, as the Ramban's going to tell us in a second. Okay, but this is the first mitzvah. This is the first mitzvah. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. Taking charge of time. It's the Jewish people taking responsibility for creation as a whole. Taking charge of the calendar. And by extension, you know, the person who controls the time, right, is usually the person who's in power. So it's Hashem's way of empowering Klal Yisrael to understand that we're the ones who have to move the divine mission forward. Okay, tzaddikim point out that the gematria of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is... No? Let's do it together. HaChodesh... Now, I don't know if you have it spelled properly in your Ramban. But Chodesh, just so you know, there's no Vav in Chodesh in the Chumash. Is it spelled right in there or no? Okay, good. So what's HaChodesh? 317. Hazeh? 17. Lachem? 90. What do you got? 317 plus 17 plus 90. 424. 424 is Gematria Mashiach ben David. So in other words, this is the beginning and the end. This is when we take charge, and again, we're having a hard time believing it because like, what? Hashem, we're not in charge of our eating, our sleeping, our work schedule. You want me to grab hold of life and usher in the messianic era? Like, halavai, we should get out from under the whips. But Hashem says, no, take charge. Take ownership over, take accountability over your life and over time in general, and you'll march us all the way from beginning to end, all the way to Mashiach ben David, with the Geula, which we should be zoichet to see b'meir b'yameinu. Okay, so now let's learn inside. So says the Ramban, we're starting from the paragraph, V'tam HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It's the second paragraph or so in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Beis. Okay, page Reish Lamed Vav in our Shir edition of the Ramban. V'tam HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh. Why does Hashem need to say this to us at this time? What is Hashem trying to do in assigning Nisan as Rosh Chodesh, as not just Rosh Chodesh, as the Rosh Lachadashim? Sheyimnu Oso Yisrael Chodesh Rishon. The Jewish people should count. That we should appoint and count this as the first of months. Umimenu yimnu kol lachadashim, and all other months are counted from this month. Sheini, shlishi, atashum hashana b'shneimasar chodesh. In other words, Nisan is actually not what the month is called. And Shvat is not what the month is called. And Adar is not what the month is called. What are the month called? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. This is one. One's a chashuv number. Hashem's number. So you should know that Nisan is what? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chadshei Hashanah. This is Rishon. This is Rishon. Why? Why is Hashem establishing Nisan as kind of the focal point, the starting point of everything? So when I mention any month, when I say it's Shvat, which is the 11th month, 11 from what? 11 from Nisan. Everything starts with Nisan. Here's the key line. You can underline it. Kidei shiyeh zeh zikaron b'neis hagadol. Because that means whatever we're saying, when I say two, it means two in comparison to one. One being Nisan. I'm always drawing back on the what? On the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That there should be a constant zikaron, a constant remembering of the neis hagadol, the biggest neis that we collectively experienced. Ki b'chol eis shenazkir achadashim yeh neis nizkar. Because whatever month you're referencing, whether it's the third month or the seventh month or the ninth month, you're always referencing what? You're always hinting to. It all starts, wow, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. feel that in a deep way. Valkain ain lachadashim shem b'Torah, says the Ramban. What do you mean? Does the Torah not mention Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz? The answer is no. The Torah does not mention any of those things. The Torah refers to the months by what? By the number. The Torah does not give a name to the months. Ela yomar b'chodesh ha-shlishi, like we'll see when it describes arriving at Har Sinai, arriving in Midbar Sin. Va'omer vayhi b'shana ha-shenis b'chodesh ha-sheni na'aleha anan. Parshas Baalosra. It's always giving numbers. Uvachodesh ha-shvi'i be'echad l'chodesh. However, what's chodesh shvi'i be'echad l'chodesh? Rosh Hashanah. Right? Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz Av Elul Tishrei. The seventh month, the first of the month, what we would call, right? In our mind, that's the beginning. No. That's the seventh month, the first day, Rosh Hashanah. V'chein kulam. And that's what we find by all of the months. Moshe, as we learned, right? On Monday, Moshe began to what? To expound the Torah on the first of the 11th month. Rosh Chodesh of the 11th month. Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Okay? Ukemo shetia hazikhira biyom ha-shabbos. And Chevra realized that's really what we're doing every day when we say the Shir Shal Yom. Hayom Yom b'Shabbos, 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 Shlishi b'Shabbos, Revi'i b'Shabbos, Chamishi b'Shabbos. We're always going back to Shabbos because the same way the Yetzias Mitzrayim is a focal point in our life, Shabbos Kodesh is the focal point of the week. Nisan becomes the focal point of the year. Shabbos is the focal point of the week. So I always refer to everything in conjunction, in relation to Shabbos. That's a halachic concept also. When are you allowed to make Havdalah until, technically? Tuesday. Why? Because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are halachically considered after Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is considered
before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos. What do we say in the Shir Shal Yom? How do we end the Shir Shal Yom of Wednesday? L'chun Aranana. We're starting to make a Kabbalah Shabbos. We're getting ready. Wednesday's already getting ready for Shabbos. So the whole week is positioned around Shabbos. You understand? From Jordan.
That same concept was used for Shnei Mikra as well, no?
What do you mean?
That, like, if you didn't finish for, let's say, it's
like this, I guess. Oh, in terms of, technically, there's an opinion in Shulchan Aruch you have the whole year, even. Right, up until Simchas Torah, you can still be catching up on Shnei Mikra. But right, there's, so in terms of the, right. If a person, it comes up in Hilchos Gittin, right? Before Shabbos, after Shabbos. If a shtar is dated before Shabbos, after Shabbos, what is before Shabbos? How do we define halachically before Shabbos, after Shabbos? So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is considered after Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is Arab Shabbos, before Shabbos. Yeah, Mandy.
Why is it that Hashem wants us to remember Yitzhak Shabbat multiple times a day?
Because Hashem wants us to. Well, we're going to see. Today we're going to learn. This is the warm-up Ramban. This is the warm-up Ramban. And now we're going to learn, Chevra. Okay, get excited. We're going to learn. Again, who are we to judge? But let's judge for a second. We're going to learn the most important and famous Ramban that we've learned this entire year today. Bezrat Hashem. The Ramban, the last Ramban in Parshas Bo, is arguably, again, I leave it to you to find one that's more famous and more fundamental than the Ramban that we're going to learn today. Okay? Mamish huge. Okay, but let's do a little more here. Ukemo shetia hazechira b'yom ha-shabbos b'mnoison mimenu echad b'shabbos v'sheni b'shabbos. Just like Shabbos becomes, again, that focal point that the whole week revolves around. And by the way, you got to live with that. It's not just hayom yom sheni b'shabbos. It's not the shir shal yom as you're running out of shul at the end of Shachris. It's trying to orient yourself to that spiritual world of Shabbos. My life is centered around Shabbos. For some people, they feel that very easily and naturally. For some people, it's more of a struggle, but that's how it's supposed to be. The excitement of Shabbos is not the excitement of, I'm so tired from the week, so I'm going to schluff away the Shabbos. Shabbos is a chance to really reconnect in a deep way. Kasher Afaresh, as I'll explain, he says, in Parshas Yisro, when we get to Har Sinai and we're introduced to Shabbos in that context. This is the third month from the month of Geula. This is the seventh month from the month of Geula. This is the 11th month from the month of Geula. It's always taking us back there. The Ramban says, I know what you're feeling. You feel this is not the beginning of my year. My year begins on Tishrei, in Rosh Hashanah. You're right. There's a truth to that. Of course there is. Dichziv v'chag ha'asif tekuvas hashana. In fact, the Torah refers to it as the tekuvas hashana. So what do you mean? You're trying to convince me that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah? Uktziv b'tzeis hashana. Nonetheless, how do I relate to Tishrei as opposed to Nisan? Im kein. Kishin nikra l'chodesh Nisan rishon u'litishrei shvi. Ramban says, of course, I understand your feeling of connection to Rosh Hashanah as the beginning of the year. But when we call, listen to this line, when we call Nisan 1 and we call Tishrei 7, Pisrono, the interpretation is Rishon Legu'ula Ushvi'i Elah. This is the first for Geula, and this is the seventh from Geula. And again, there's nothing to talk about if there's no Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'zetam Rishon Hu Lachem She'enenu Rishon B'Shana. What does he say? There's a beautiful line. What does the Pasuk say? Rosh Hashanah, Nisan is what? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rishon Hu Lachem. This is what? This is your Rishon. What does it mean, this is your Rishon? She'enenu Rishon B'Shana. It's not the really, you're right. If you feel that Tishrei is the starting point of the year, you're right, says the Ramban. Rishon Lashana, from the perspective of the year, Rosh Hashanah should feel like the beginning of the year. But as a Yid, who is zochet to the kindness of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Geulas Mitzrayim, Rishon Hu Lachem, your starting point is that moment where Hashem swept down from Shemayim and scooped you up for the 49th level of Tumah, and don't ever forget them. Rishon Hu Lachem. This is your personal Rosh Hashanah, right? And a person, again, you have to make a mashal because it's what it is, right? But a mashal of a person who sat in captivity, didn't have a life. And then they were freed. They feel like they're born again the day they leave jail. So that's what this is. Chodesh Nisan is the time when Klal Yisrael was created. This is our Rishon, Rishon Hu Lachem. Yeah, Dovi.
Obviously, those three lyrics were taking us out of Mitzrayim. But why is Hashem putting so much emphasis on this time of taking us out of Mitzrayim when there was always a covenant that he made with Abraham Avinu that we were always going to be taken out of Mitzrayim after a certain point? Why is Hashem putting so much emphasis on that?
Right, it's not like a surprise salvation at the last. It's a good question. It's a deep question. In the Hashem, you predicted Gullus, you predicted Gula.
Yeah,
so, it's not like...
It was like an acting on a promise.
That makes it not a chesed? It makes it less like surprise. I don't know. Well, I mean, there's a lot of ways you could approach it. Yeah, it's the foundation. You can also say, again, it's 400 years reduced to 210 years. Okay, there's a cheshbon in that also. There's a calculation, but the way you took us out, right, and freeing us is different than also embracing us, like we learned in the Haggadah, right, on Tuesday. You didn't just take us out. You made us your people. You took us to Har Sinai. You gave us a mission statement. And that's what this is. HaChodesh Elachem. Hashem says, I'm putting you in charge. We're not just going to be free to not suffer anymore. You're gonna be the leaders now. That's a big thing. That's a really big thing. Okay? Says the Ramban, Ukvar hizkiru rabuseinu zeha inyan. Chazal already, in the Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah, in the Medrash, already allude to this idea. That the names of the month are not in the Torah. Shemos chadashim alu imanu mibavel. Where did we get these names? Are they Jewish names? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. They came up with us from Bavel. We picked them up in Bavel. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because originally we didn't have names for the months. We had numbers for the months. And the reason for this, in other words, the reason that we picked up these names, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because originally we only had to remember 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 to remember Mitzrayim. Aval kasher alinu mibavel. But when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and then we recovered, and we emerged from the Babylonian exile. V'niskayim asha amar akosav, and we experienced what the Navi Yirmiyah said. V'lo ye'amer od chay Hashem asher helles b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. We're no longer going to say thank you, God, for taking us out of Egypt. Ki imchay Hashem asher hella asher hevi as b'nei Yisrael meretz Safon. Not only did you take me out of Mitzrayim, Hashem, you did it again. You saved me from a Nebuchadnezzar. You saved me from a Galus Bavel. In other words, we have to continue to what? We can't just say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 anymore. Because our only Gula is not the only is not only the Gula of Mitzrayim. We just experienced another Gula. So therefore we needed to add an additional name, another way of enhancing the celebration. Chazarnu l'kroa chadashim b'shem sh'nekroam b'eretz Babel. We took the Babylonian names with us as a means of remembering. We left Babel behind, but we took the names with us, not because we were influenced negatively, right? It's not that we had picked up the Goyish names in Babel and now that became part of our culture. No, we wanted to remember. We suffered in Mitzrayim. We suffered in Babel. We have to acknowledge both of those. Again, that's what the Navi Yirmiyah is saying. No longer will we only thank Hashem for taking us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, but that Hashem restored us from the Babylonian exile as well. So we called by these names, Lahazkir Kisham Amadnu, Umisham He'alanu Hashem Yisbar. We were there, and now we're no longer there. Hashem saved us. Ki Eila Hashemos Nisan Iyar Vizulasam Shemos Parsim. Because these names, like Nisan and Iyar, are not Jewish names. They're not of Torah origin. V'lo Yimtzu Rak B'Sifrei Nevi'ei Bavel U'Megilas Esther. That's why we find those names actually only used in Tanakh, in those stories in Tanakh that actually deal with being in those places, those foreign lands. V'lachein Amar HaKosuv B'Chodesh HaRishon Hu Chodesh Nisan. So in Megillas Esther, it refers to it as Chodesh Nisan, and it also refers to it as Chodesh Rishon. That makes sense. Okay? Okay. Gevaldik. Okay, let's go to Gimel. Let's look at the next piece just very quickly, and then we're going to get to the main one. Okay? HaChodesh Ezeh Lachem.
Why does it say both ways in Megillas Esther?
It says it both ways because they're both. We celebrate both. We celebrate, right, Chodesh HaRishon. We celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we also celebrate Nisan, which was the name that was called in Bavel, which we suffered in and got out of there. So, in other words, we add a name each time to not only say thank you for, you know, the oldest salvation or the newest salvation, but to be in this ongoing conversation of thanks with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to thank you for this. I want to thank you for that. And each name is sort of like a badge of honor to acknowledge the salvation. But we'll see how learning to thank Hashem all the time is going to be. That's the big Ramban we're going to get to. Okay? So Pasuk Gimel. So after Hashem says, Achodesh Zeh Lachem, Hashem says, just reading the Pasuk, Dabru El Kol Adas Yisrael Lemor, tell the Jewish people, Be'asur Lachodesh Hazeh, on the 10th of this month, the 10th of Nisan, what should you do? V'yikhu lachem ish se leves avos se labayis. Every person should take a lamb per household. Got to sign up for Karban Pesach. However, why did Hashem ask us to shech the se? Why did Hashem want us to take this? So you know, it's the Egyptian god. But it's more than that. Let's try to understand what that means with the Egyptian god. Again, all of Avodah Zarah is very foreign to us because we don't have a taiva for Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that Chazal, in their kindness, our great sages, daven to take away that taiva. So we don't have that taiva. But whatever your taiva is, whatever area of Yetzirah you do struggle in, think of the fact that Avodah Zarah felt like that. It was a taiva. You struggled with it. You wanted to do it. I want to bow down to this idol. It's a weird thing. It doesn't even make sense. It's like, what? That's a taiva. It was a taiva. It was a real taiva. It was a hard Yetzirah to overcome. Harder than whatever taivas we might have. Okay, so what does it mean that the Egyptians worshipped the cattle, the sheep? What is that? Right. Go to Goshen, separate yourselves. Yaakov's family, go separate yourselves because you're shepherds, that's not going to work here. That's our God. What do you mean that's our God? It was a reference to something higher. They weren't worshipping a sheep. What was the sheep? The sheep was the physical manifestation of something much higher that they were worshipping. It's something which is antithetical to everything that we believe. Take a look at the Ramban. Ish se lebeis avo, says the Ramban. Bitam tam ha-mitzvah hazos. The explanation of this mitzvah. What is this whole inyan of shechting the Karban Pesach? Ba'avur ki mazel tole b'chodesh nisan b'kocho ha-gadol. However, there are 12 months. There are 12 mazalos. We learned about it. Anyone still have the chart from earlier this week? What's the mazel of Nisan? What does it say on the chart? Let's see. I didn't check the chart. Let's check the chart.
Nisan, it's
Teleth. The Shepsala. Mary had a little lamb. Yeah? It's the sheep. That's the mazel for Nisan. Now, Hashem is saying, I'm giving you Nisan. I'm putting you in charge of time in Nisan. Nisan even on an astrological level, right, has the strongest mazel. But however, who are we? We're not people of mazel. Gemara says, ain't mazel Yisrael. We're not bound by mazel. We don't believe in happenstance or chance or luck or auspicious times. We don't believe in any of that stuff. We believe in Hashem runs the world. And Hashem, b'hashkacha pratis, runs my life. So Hashem says, I want you to what? And that's what they were worshipping. What they were worshipping was what? They were worshipping nature. They were in awe of the Nile, the Nile with its endless supply of water. Right? What they were worshipping was their dependency upon the natural order. And that's why, of course, when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He felt, I have to do everything to shatter the natural order to show you there's no such thing as nature. Nature is miracles, as we'll see when we get to the Ramban in a moment. So therefore, Nisan, which has such a strong mazel, it's a time where those who believe in stargazing look to the stars and they see and they feel very connected. Kihu mazel hatzomeach. It's a mazel that, tzomeach literally means sprouts, but it's a mazel that rises early, so to speak. Right? It's a time where the mazel is dominant throughout the day. Again, I don't know so much about the mazalos. I'm just explaining it based on the footnote in my edition of the Ramban. That somehow the mazel of Nisan already is present very early in the day, representing a great strength to that mazel. Lakach siva lishchot tole v'le'achol oso. So therefore, what do? We consume our enemies, right? We consume the notion of a mazel. We shecht it and we eat it. That's a way of dominating. That's a way of rising above it. Lo'odia shalo b'koach mazel yatzanu misham el b'gzeras elyon. We did not leave Mitzrayim based on good luck. It wasn't a high tide that caused the yamsuf to split or anything wacky like that. Right? It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu guiding our every step. It's all b'gzeras elyon. It's by divine decree. It's all through the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore Hashem says, I want you to have the confidence and the courage to take their God, to take their worldview, the world of being subservient to Teva, and to slaughter. Okay? So now, Chaver, let's turn to the big Ramban that we have to get to. Go to the last Ramban on Bo. I'll introduce it just by telling you the last Pasuk of the 105 Pesukim in our Parsha talks about Tefillin. V'haya la'os al yadcha u'letotafos bein einecha ki b'chozek yad hotzi'anu Adonai mi'mitzrayim. It should be a sign on your hand. It should be totafos between your eyes. Because with great force, b'chozek yad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That's how Parshas Bo ends. Tefillin. Yeah. Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Okay, but we're not going to start from the beginning because first the Ramban has a whole interesting, very interesting discussion about why tefillin are called totafos. He brings Pesukim for out Tanakh that the word taf, or lahatif, sometimes means to converse. You know why we wear tefillin? Tefillin on our arms, says the Ramban, to remind us of the strong hand that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with. Tefillin on your head, why? Totafos means, totafos ben einecha, right? That's what it says. Totafos ben einecha. Totafos, Ramban says, is a lashon of conversation, of discussion. When you have that funny box in your head, someone comes over and says, what's with that box on your head? You know what you get the chance to do? You get to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You get to engage in conversation, to dialogue about theology, to talk about God, talk about Hashem, talk about the miracles, talk about Jewish beliefs. Totafos is the opportunity for a Jew to converse and to remember and to be drawn into the conversation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says it's totafos in the plural because it's compartments, many compartments as the tefillin. And he says it's opposite the heart, on the arm opposite the heart, it's opposite the brain because these are the two centers of thought. Of emotion, the Ramban writes all of that. And then the Ramban says, why is it called Bein Einecha? It means the middle of the head. It means don't put it off to the side. It's just giving you like a location. Right? It's not literally between your eyes, but it's saying central on your head. And then he explains, and since my father's an ophthalmologist, I can tell you how correct the Ramban is about his statement, right? How so much of vision is really taking place. This truly is Bein Einecha, if you understand the relationship between your mind, right, your brain and your ability to see. This is absolutely, one could call this Bein Einecha, perhaps even more than one would call between one's eyebrows, Bein Einecha. Ramban says that explicitly. That's the center of vision. It's the roots from where sight is drawn. Okay, but find the paragraph that begins Va'ata Omer Lecha. It's probably about five paragraphs from the end. Va'ata Omer Lecha? It's got to be its own paragraph. Reish Mem Tet. Okay, Chava, this is it. This is the Ramban. This is Mamish. You can't not know this Ramban. Va'ata Omer Lecha Klal Betam Mitzvos Rabos. I want to tell you what it means to be a Jew. I want to explain to you the reason behind all of our mitzvahs. Hinei me'eis heyos avodas gilulim ba'olam miyamei enosh. From times of old, when avodas gilulim means avodas zara. When avodas zara was popular back in the day, heichelu hadeos lishtabish v'amuna, people had all sorts of wrongful ideas when it came to faith. People had all different ideas about yes creator, no creator, active creator, not active creator. Mayhem koifrim biikar, there are those who denied the root itself, denied the principle itself, va'omrim ki olam kadmon, that the world always was. The world is kadmon, it just was. An ancient world, there was no starting point, it always was. Ki chashu b'Hashem, v'yomru lohu, there is no God, there never was a God. That's one belief. That's what we call kofar biikar, to deny the root, to deny that there's a starting point. There are those who say, no, of course there's a God. But they deny, machishim means they contradict, they falsify, they deny. They deny his yediyah pratis. But the God knows what's going on in the world. By the way, that's not the same as Hashem being actively involved in your life. That just means God's awareness of what's going on. Did God put the world into motion and then abandon the world? Did Hashem, roll the dice and not look at, not pick them up afterwards? Hashem put it into motion and just left it in motion. That's what some claim. Ve'amru, and they say, as expressed by this pasuk in Tehillim, Eicha yada kel. How could God know? V'yesh deya be'elyon? Could someone who's not in this world know the things of this world? Is there knowledge above? U'mehem she'yodu b'yediyah v'achishem b'ashkocha. And there are those who say, well, he knows, but they deny his involvement. He's watching. He sees it, but he's not actively governing it. He's not actively involved in the details of it. Hashem knows about it. God knows about it. But he's not manipulating it. He's not involved in it. He put it into motion and he continues to watch over it. But he doesn't control it. And a man is no different than the digay hayam, the fish of the sea, or a blade of grass, or a tree. That yes, Hashem knows it exists, but it goes about its business, and there's no schar va'onesh. Right? No more than a fish is held accountable for its actions. Are you held accountable for your actions? Yomru azav Hashem esaretz. That Hashem left the world. You do what you want. Hashem says, yeah, I made you, but you, self-governed. Run it the way that you want to run it. It's up to you. So how did Hashem dispel each of these false beliefs? And it's so precise, because these are really the three categories of disbelief. There is no God. Right? There's a God, but he doesn't know what's going on. There's a God, and he knows what's going on, but he's not actively involved in the world. The kasher yirtzeh Elokim. Not even going to tell you which lines to underline, because you could just, underline from now until the end of the... Because their mamash is all beautiful. The kasher yirtzeh Elokim be'eda o bi'yachid v'yasi mahim mofes b'shinoi min hago shalolim v'tivo. When Hashem desires for a group of people or even for an individual to make a miracle, to make a sign, to do a mofes, b'shinoy minhag l'shal olam, to change the minhag of the world, to break the teva, to break nature, the natural order, yisbarer lakol bitol hadeos ha'elu kulam. When we have those breakthrough moments where Hashem steps out from behind the curtain, which again is not how Hashem runs the world most of the time, but we have to remember these moments well, because most of us are not going to experience these types of open experiences in our lifetime. Right? So therefore, yizbar lakol, so it clarifies for everyone the negation, the bittul, of these false beliefs. Ki ha-mofes ha-nif lo-mora, because a wondrous sign proves that what? Number one, sheyesh la-olam elokam mechadshom. First of all, that there is a God, that there's someone who's controlling. Number two, yodeya u-mashgiach, V'yachol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yodeya, Hashem knows what's going on, and thoroughly mashgiach v'yachol. That he's mashgiach with hashgacha pratis, not just watching, right? But yachol, he's able. He's still active in the world. He's able to do what he wants. He can change anything for anyone. Or for collectively, he could change anything. And even more so, you know what's even more exciting? When the Navi comes in advance and tells you what's going to happen, and then it happens exactly as predicted. Power, you don't know God, you don't know Jews, you don't know Jewish values, you don't know any of this stuff. You're going to know Hashem. You're going to know that He exists. You're going to know that He watches. You're going to know that He can control. And you're going to find out that what? That He even communicates with us. That there's Nevi'im. That there's a prophet like a Moshe Rabbeinu who comes and tells you exactly what's going to happen. Ki yadabar Elokim asa Adam. That Hashem communicates with man. V'igala sodo elav adav ha-Nevi'im. And Hashem reveals His secrets to His loyal servants, the Nevi'im. And through this, and I have to recommend these next five words to underline, v'tiskayim imzeh ha-Torah kula. Why are we so obsessed with Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because when you have this, it upholds the entirety of the Torah. Every principle of the Torah is built upon this experience of what took place over the course of that year of Makos, of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And look how each of these concepts is found in the words itself. Hashem says, this is what I'm trying to do for those who are paying attention. That's why when Hashem describes the Makos and describes those incredible Nisim that He's going to make, what does Hashem say? L'man teida ki ani Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. First and foremost, you should know that I am Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. I'm actively involved. L'horos ala hashkacha. I'm in the world. Ki lo azav osa l'mikrim kedaitam. The world is not mikra. It's not happenstance. It's not chance. That's the world of Amalek. That's the world of Paro. That's the world of the Rasham and the Kofrim. V'omer l'man teida ki la Hashem ha'aretz. Furthermore, you should know that Hashem made the arts, that there is a creator. L'horos ala chidush, the world was a novelty. It wasn't something that always was. Kihem shalo shabar me'ayin. It belongs to Him because He made it from nothing. God made the world. V'amr ba'avur teida ki ein kamoni b'chol aretz. And by the way, all power is mine. There's no one like me in the land. L'horos ala yecholes, I could do whatever I want. I could turn the whole thing back to tohu v'avohu in an instant if I wanted. Shu shalit bakol, I dominate all. Ein ma'akev biado, there's nothing that holds back my hand. Ki b'chol zeh hayu mitzrim machishim o mistapkin. Because about each of these things, Mitzrayim denied, or at least they doubted. And Hashem says there's no suffik, there's no denying it. And therefore, again, look at these beautiful words. Im kain. Ha'osos v'hamofsim ha'gedolim edim ne'emanim be'emunas ha'borei uv'torah kula. The signs and wonders of Yetzias Mitzrayim are true witnesses and a source of testimony to the existence of a creator and to the Torah in its entirety. It's huge. B'chaver, it gets even better. Uv'avor ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yasa osumos feis b'chol dor le'enei kol rasha o kofer. This is a very important line because sometimes we say, well, yeah, but I've never seen it. So says the Ramban, Hashem is not going to run the world in a responsive way. That someone gets up and says, I don't believe in God, so therefore God has to what? Reveal Himself every time? Hashem says, I'm not going to respond to every kofar and every rasha. Mi chamoicha, I always come back to this, mi chamoicha, who's like you? Be'elim Hashem. What does elim mean? Powers. Who has your power? But what's an elam? A mute. A mute. Micha mocha be'elim Hashem. Who could be so mute like you, Hashem? You take so much abuse, and you take it quietly. Every time someone gets up and slanders Hashem, why does Hashem not cause that person to drop dead on the spot? Why does Hashem not come racing down from Shemayim once again to prove Himself in a world of disbelief? Says the Ramban, because that itself would be playing into them. Hashem's not going to make osos umosim in every door in response to every rasha or kofar. There's actually a famous story. Someone once came to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. I said to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, you know, I don't believe in God. So he said, okay. He said, because if he was really cared about any of this stuff, if there really was a God and he cared about these things, then he would respond. He doesn't respond to anything. And he had the chutzpah. He says to Rishol Salanter, he had a non-kosher sandwich. He's like, look, I'm going to eat this non-kosher sandwich and nothing's going to happen to me. So he ate the sandwich. See? Nothing happened to me. So Rishol Salanter's thinking about his response. A lot of ways one could go with this type of, you know, rude conversation. He could be like God himself and walk away. I don't have to... You're going to be a heretic? I don't have... It's not my job to try to prove anything to you. That's your choice. Anyways, the story goes that this fellow's daughter had just come back from... Rishol Salanter was a kind person. He wasn't a harsh person. So he was trying to figure out like a gentle way to, you know, engage this fellow in conversation, even though the fellow was so brazen. Anyways, so Rishol Salanter's sitting there talking to him. And this fellow's daughter had just come back from training at some like very elite music school. She had gotten some professional musician. And she had just gotten some type of like certification as being like a grand pianist or whatever. So she walks into the room and her father introduces her and he says to her, Rishol Salanter, bragging about his daughter, that he's like, oh, you know, my daughter just got this, she's certified as like an incredible musician. So Rishol Salanter says, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. He's like, what do you mean you don't believe it? She just got back from university. So she said to her, like, you have your document? She's like, no, I didn't get it yet. He's like, see, I don't know, why should I believe that? Why should I believe that she's... He says, maybe if she'll put on a whole performance for me, then maybe I'll consider it. So the father got like all angry and defensive. He's like, she's not going to perform for you just because you don't believe it. He's like, right, right, exactly. Hashem's not going to put on a performance for you. Every time someone's like, I don't know, I'm not feeling God today. Someone's like, great, I have to come down from Shemayim and make open miracles again. Hashem says, no, I'm not doing that. That's not how this is going to go. So says the Ramban exactly that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yasa osu mofes b'chol dor leinei kol rasho kofer. You don't get to see the Yad Hashem just because you don't believe in Hashem. So therefore, what did Hashem do? In this incredible moment in history when Hashem stepped out from behind the curtain again. Yitzav osanu shenase tamad zikaron v'os la'asher ro'o einenu. Our relatives did see it, and we have to pass it on in a clear way. We have to find a way to literally bind ourselves to it. That's what tefillin is. That's what tefillin's about. V'na'atika davar el banenu, to pass it on to our children. Uvenayim livnayim, to their children. Uvenayim lador achron, all the way to the final generation where the Torah predicts it's going to be a dark time. It's going to be a time of disbelief. It's going to be a time where Hashem says, I'm going to hide my face from you and challenge you to see, can you hold on? V'hechmir ma'od b'inyin hazeh, and that's why the Torah is so strict about it. What's the big deal? A crumb of chametz on Pesach? Yes, because a crumb of disbelief can destroy a person. Kvo shechiv kares v'achilas chametz uv'azivas Pesach. Kares, you don't bring kares on Pesach? Kares. Eat chametz on Pesach? Kares. Whoa, heavy. Like super intense. Chill out. No. Because if we don't have Pesach, if we don't have Yetzias Mitzrayim, if that's not clear to us, crystal clear to us, then our whole system of belief can fall apart. Write it on your arm. Write it between your eyes. Hang it on every doorway. What's a mezuzah, chevra? Hang it on every doorway. And every morning and every night, as your makabel, what do you say after that? Emes v'yatziv. Emes v'emuna. Right? Declare your belief in it. The Gemara even says, Emes v'yatziv da'oraisa. It's a mitzvah da'oraisa, according to the Gemara in Brachos Chaf Aleph, at least according to one opinion, to think about it and to recite this every day. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is once a year at the Seder. But Zichiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is every single day. Don't ever forget Mitzrayim. Every single day. It's a mitzvah d'arais according to some. V'shenaseh sukkah b'chol shana. You have to leave your home and go to an Amunah boot camp for a week. It's called the sukkah. So many mitzvos of the 613 are always drawing us back to Mitzrayim. To serve as testimony to the signs and wonders we saw, never to be forgotten. We have to hold it stark so that no one can try to, God forbid, question it. And then I love this line. It's such a beautiful line. Ki akona mezuzah bezuz. When you buy a little mezuzah for a small fee, bezuz echad, you spend a couple, I mean, sometimes mezuzahs are expensive, but in theory, if you buy a mezuzah for a couple of bucks, ukava bepischo, you take that little scroll and you hang it at the door of your bias, of your world, v'nischavin v'inyana, and you pay attention to it. It's not just enough to hang it there. Pause for a second. Notice the mezuzah. Kiss the mezuzah. You're mechavin. You have attention to what its message is. For that $2 mezuzah that you're hanging on your door, again, I know mezuzahs are more expensive today, right, Jack? We learned about that. But, you know, in theory, a mezuzah shouldn't be so expensive, right? By hanging that little scroll, that little parchment piece of paper on your door, kvar hoda b'chidush olam, you're making such an incredible declaration about the creation of the world. Will be a dias habore, that Hashem knows, v'ashkachaso, Hashem's v'ashkiach, v'gam b'nevuah, you're saying, I believe in prophets, I believe in nevuah, v'hemin b'chol pinos ha-Torah, I believe in every nook and cranny of Torah, every detail of halacha, milvad shehoda shechesed habore gadol meod al osei ratzono, and I'm declaring that I believe that when I'm a good Jew, Hashem's going to do good things, incredible chesed for those who follow His will, shotzianu me'oso avdus l'cheirus, that Hashem took us out of the most difficult avdus to the ultimate cheirus, and I feel the love that Hashem had for the avos that Hashem has for me. And Hashem is a part of my life, and I'm testifying. It's a testimony. That little scroll is a written testimony to all of our beliefs. And therefore, says the Ramban, Ulefichach, we find in Pirkei Avos in the second parak, Hevi Zohir b'mitzvah kala k'bichamura. Take every mitzvah seriously, says the Ramban. Shekulan chamudos v'chavivos mod, because each one is so precious in its own way. Shebechol shah ademode behen le'lokav, because it doesn't matter what mitzvah you're doing, the underpinning of every mitzvah, the light mitzvahs, the heavy mitzvahs, the big mitzvahs, the easy mitzvahs, the hard mitzvahs, the underpinning of every single one of them is what? I believe in Hashem. That's a bold statement. I keep kosher because I believe in Hashem. I wear tzitzis because I believe in Hashem. I make a bracha because I believe in Hashem. I daven because I believe God listens. I keep Shabbos because I believe that it matters. Every one of them is a declaration of the belief in the Creator of the world. V'kavanas kol ha-mitzvos. Underline this. V'kavanas kol ha-mitzvos. The two main points of every mitzvah are, one, shena'amin belokeinu, to believe in Hashem. Two, v'know de'elav shehu baranu, and to thank Him. Know that means to acknowledge, but also to thank Hashem for creating me. V'hi kavanas ha-yitzira. This is the purpose. You want to know what the mission statement of life is, Chavar? This is it. She'ein l'ru tam acher b'yitzira rishona. There's no other better reason one could offer for creation itself. V'ein ye'elyon chevetz b'tachtonim v'vad zeh. Hashem wants nothing from the tachtonim, from those in the lower world, us. Hashem wants nothing other than this. One, she'yeda ha'adam, that we should know the truth. V'yoda le'lokav shibra'o. And to say, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Why do you think there's so many things right before Mashiach comes? And we're very much in that period. It's happening now. There's so much talk about, you know, solidifying Emunah. How many books are being written about Emunah? People talk about Emunah, Emunah, Emunah. WhatsApp groups, Chizuk and Emunah, Bitachon, Emunah, Bitachon. A whole movement, thank you, Hashem, thank you, Hashem. How'd that get so popular the last number of years? Why is that the spirit of the times? And the answer is because that's it. That's the be all and end all. That's the whole thing. Know Hashem and thank Hashem. And the Ramban writes, V'kavanas romas hakol b'tfilos, every time you raise your voice in prayer. V'kavanas batei haknesios uzchus tfilas harabim. Anytime people get together, why do we build a shul? Why do we make a base medrash? Right? Yes, we want to learn Maseches Gittin. We want to understand the Ritva. We want to understand the Rashba. We want to understand Tosfos. We want to understand the Torah's Gittin. Yes, we want to understand all of that. But we can't forget what it's all about, Chevra. Because all of that is a declaration. Shiyeh livnei adam makum yiskapsu, a place for Chevra to get together. V'yodu lakel shebera'am, and to testify, to declare we believe in a Creator. V'him tzi'am, Hashem, you made everything. V'yafarsimu zeh, v'yomru lefanav, to make it known. Persume nisa, to make it known and to declare together. And chavra, it doesn't matter what you're learning with your chavrusa. It doesn't matter if you're davening shachas, mincha, or maariv. Everything you're saying comes down to two words. You know what you're declaring? Every time you do a mitzvah, every time you learn a word of Torah, every time you daven a tefillah, you're saying these next two words. Circle it, underline it, highlight it, something it. B'yosecha anachnu. We are your creations, Hashem. It's a gevaldic phrase. B'yosecha anachnu. In every sense. You made us. You guide us. Right? We're incredibly thankful to you. B'yosecha anachnu. We're declaring. The point of a shul is for everyone to get up together and scream. B'yosecha anachnu. We believe in you. V'zo kavanasim b'masha amru chazal. V'yikru el elokim b'chazaka. This is what it means in Sefer Yonah, where it says they called out to Hashem. They called out to God with strength. Mikan atalameit shetfila tzricha kol. Davening requires what? A voice. A strong voice. Chatzifa notzeach l'bisha. One who's strong, one who's chutzpah, chatzifa. One who's brazen, one who's intense, is going to notzeach, is going to be victorious over one who's bisha, over one who's weak. Be a proud Jew in the world. Be a confident Jew. When someone asks you a question about Yiddishkeit, answer with confidence. Answer with strength. B'yosecha anachnu. With a loud voice. And finally, the last paragraph, says the Ramban. U'menanisim ha'gedolim u'mufursamim. And this is what we learned already on Tuesday in the Ramban back in Va'era. U'menanisim ha'gedolim u'mufursamim. From the big miracles. From the open miracles. Ademode benisim ha'nistarim. One comes to appreciate the small miracles. Take a breath, Chaver. Take a breath right now. Take a breath with faith, with emunah. Take a deep breath and believe that Hashem is giving you that breath. And as you breathe in and breathe out, acknowledge Hashem and say thank you, Hashem. That was a miracle. What it takes for a breath of air to go through your body and to sustain you is a miracle. Now, it's a miracle that you're used to. And you could study it in a science lab. You could study it in a science class. You could study it in medical school. You could read an article or watch a video online about it. Right? And you can explain it naturally. But as the Chazon Ish famously wrote in a letter, what we call natural, what we call nature, what we call teva, are just simply miracles that we've gotten used to. Miracles that we experience all the time. How about that ball of fire that's floating in the sky? Now again, I know a person who understands will say, you're saying it in like almost a silly way. But I want to say it in a childish and silly way. That's nuts. There's a ball of fire that's floating in the sky that if it was farther away, the earth would freeze. If it was closer, it would be burnt to a crisp. Think about that. That's wondrous. We're used to it. We don't think about it. Chris Yamsu, whoa, the water split. We weren't used to it, so it was special. Whoa, Dam Sordeya, Kina Marov. It was special. But there's miracles all around us. I got a text right before Shir. Someone told me he just had a grandson. You know how crazy it is for a child to be born? How crazy the possibility of conceiving a child? What's going on in our bodies? What's going on in our world? So the Ramban says, from the big miracles, we come to appreciate the hidden miracles. Shehem yisora Torah kula, because that's really the foundation of Torah. You don't just bet on the championship team, you know what I'm saying? You can't make them your favorite team after the Lahavdil, after they win the Super Bowl. Oh yeah, that was my team. What? Since when? Since they won. Okay, shkach. No one's going to take you seriously. You have to believe in that which is not so obvious, right? You got to invest in the company that you believe in that's going to be big one day, not the company that's already big. You have to, right? So believing in Hashem is not just believing those moments where God steps out and makes it clear for all to believe. As Jews, we have to recognize the nisim nistarim that surround us all the time. She'ein la'adam, famous line, she'ein la'adam chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. Because you can't say that you're a real Yid, a real Jew who has a chelek in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, ad shenamin shekol divareinu, until you believe that everything, mikreinu, everything that happens, kulam nisim, everything's a miracle. Everything is wondrous. She'ein behem teva u'minhago sha'olam, bein berabim bein biyachid. Nothing that happens on a grand scale is happening randomly. Nothing that happens in my personal life is happening, what, randomly. It's all b'hashkacha pratis. Elim yasa mitzvos yatzlichenu scharo. Like we learned earlier this week, if you do mitzvos, schar. Im yavar aleim yachrisenu oncho. You don't do mitzvos, you do averos, onesh, punishment. Hakol v'gzeras elyon. All of it is decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when we wear our tefillin, because again, that's the context of this pasuk, Yisparsimu hanisim anestarim be'inyan harabim, kasher yavu b'yehudi ha-Torah b'inyan ha-brachos v'ha-klalos. And again, throughout the Torah, Hashem always tells us, if you do mitzvos, if you do averos, here's going to be the consequences. And Ramban ends the piece, the last line, v'ro kol ami ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, which the Gemara says in brachos, refers to the tefillin shebarosh. When you wear your tefillin on your head, the nations of the world are going to see you. They're going to see that you are displaying with your mezuzah, with your tefillin, that you believe in Hashem. V'yaru mimekka. The last two words are really important. V'yaru mimekka. The pasuk says, V'yaru mimekka. They're going to be afraid of you. When we're confident, when we're proud Jews, people will be in awe of us. When we're weak, and we're embarrassed to be Jewish, we take off our yarmulke or tuck our tzitzis in as a sign of embarrassment. Right? We're too nervous to tell our boss on the internship, what are the expectations that I have for myself, my standards as a Jew. Right? When we act weak, then the world treats us like slaves. But when we act confident and strong, then Yaru Mimekka, not that they're afraid of us, but they're in awe of us. The world will come to appreciate us. Okay? So, nu, B'Yosecha Anachnu. It's an amazing Ramban, no?
Yeah.
No? A niggin.
Thank you, Hashem. 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 Thank you.